It is the first Friday of the month, and that means that we're going to find out about all of the events going on throughout northern Minnesota. And joining us now to tell us about Grand Rapids is Katie Marshall. She's director of the McCroskey Arts Center. She's also brought in Krista Madison with her. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so is there anything going on?
Just a few things.
It's May, so it's probably
spring
just,
is in the air.
Yeah, whipping up, I bet.
We've got a super busy first Friday tonight. It's really exciting. I will just kind of go through the lineup, and then we're excited to have Krista here to talk more about her exhibit at McCroskey, her feature.
The little ones, right?
Yes.
I love those.
Yes. Okay. So, to start things off, the Acorn Gallery, which is at Oak Hill Assisted Living, is hosting a show called A Family Affair. So it's artwork by three generations, including Jim and Phyllis Avinson, their son Mark, and their granddaughter Laura Nelson, and they're having a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. at the at Oak Hill Assisted Living in the gallery there. And Brood Awakenings is featuring Haley Hagen this month, and she's got her artwork on display. They'll have music by Kim Nagler and the Hobo Revival Duet. They always have a dinner special there and complimentary coffee and cookies and lemonade. And both Acorn Gallery and Brood are close a little bit earlier, so they're closing at 6 and 6:30. So those are ones to check out first.
And Kim called earlier, and she said they are recording.
Oh, wow.
So that you can come down and be shouting in the background. You'll hear yourself on their recording. So, yeah.
That's cool. Great. Well, the Central School has a lot happening, and Janice Salmala Photography in Central School is presenting a local high school student, Madison. Madison. Whose last name I'm gonna.
Heidi's good at that.
Wake.
Wait, okay, Madison Wake, there we go, who's got a mixed media artist, and all of her work features bees and bee conservation. Oh. So I know some other people who are into that. You can stop by and check out her work. True North Salon is bringing in a henna artist, Leah Trombley, so she will be showing her paintings, and you can also get a custom henna tattoo.
Okay, I got to interrupt you. What is I know what henna is, but does it last forever?
Not
a
forever,
long time,
but longer than a temporary tattoo, less long than a forever tattoo.
So it's going to take a few showers and it's still going to stay on.
Yeah, I don't know the exact
shower number.
Yeah, right? I don't know the exact shower number, but yes, it's longer than, you know, I think a couple weeks. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sure Leah Tromblett could tell you.
Yes.
Beauty and Bliss is hosting Bee Yoga for the First Friday Art Walk with a free yoga class at 5:30 by Teresa Domigal. Class Home and Gift, which is one of the new businesses in the school, is hosting Sweet Amelia's Bake Shop by local baker and culinary artist Sarah Richards. She'll be selling homemade cupcakes. And up on the third floor, there's a lot happening. The Artists in the Attic, Mary Corwin, David Dobbs, and Annie Humphrey will all be there. Annie will be sharing her work on a giant puppet she's working on for Honor the Earth and showcasing high school student Angelica Howard. Plus, she'll be playing music. There'll be refreshments. So
oh my gosh.
That's a party in and of itself. But then you can go across the street to Bender's, and they have another baker, Debbie Bagansky of Sweet Little Things, will be having her cake pops, and you can stop by and sample a cake pop at Bender's.
Cake pop.
Yes. It's
like a sucker.
Obsessed with cake pops.
Oh, really?
They're really good.
Are they?
I've made them a few times, but they're a lot of work.
What is it? It's cake?
It's cake
on a stick
covered in like a candy frosting.
Like a crusty, like a lollipop?
But the cake, you like mix cake with frosting. And then to make the balls that hold together, it's really good and terrible for you. But you just they're tiny. You just have one.
Right. Just pop one. Yeah,
well, several. Lake & Co. is continuing their popular Meet the Brewer event. They have guest brewers from Lake Superior Brewing Company that will be hosting a guided tasting experience and collecting donations to benefit United Way. Stained Glass with Class is showcasing the paintings of 15-year-old Serenity Barden. The Grand Rapids Community Foundation is hosting an open house to thank the Itasca Symphony Orchestra conductor Keith Swanson, who is not retiring, but they just want to thank him because he's been there for 25 years in that leadership position. And they'll be screening the movie Dangerous Moonlight. And I know that Jesse Davis is coming in to talk more about the orchestra later, so I won't go on and on about that. But that's at the Community Foundation. Project Carefree Clinic is hosting an open house and showcasing the graphic art of Shepherd Ferry, who is a famous street artist and social justice activist. And they're also going to have local art by Project Care volunteers Ann Tofty, Edith Dory, Pam Dowell, and some scones by Maybeth Olson.
Oh, yeah.
Wings and Willows Art Gallery. Excuse me. It's a long list. Wings and Willows is presenting Giggles, Aprons, and More, Leanne Randall has hand-sewn and created close to 150 aprons, and she's going to have some of those on display, as well as pillows, table runners, curtains, placemats, and bags. VFW Post is hosting Sam Miltich and Friends. They have two great special guests, Doug Haining, who is a familiar guest at the VFW on saxophone, and then Laura Caviani, a Minneapolis-based pianist and composer, will be there, and I'm super excited about that. I think it's her first time at the VFW, so we have to give her a warm welcome.
I wonder what she thinks about heading up to Grand Rapids to go to the VFW.
Well, she's stopping by our house for jambalaya for lunch today, so oh. She's going to get a real experience. And Frame Up is hosting Coleraine resident and KAXE familiar Grant Frazier to display some of his photography from his trips to the national parks, landscapes, horses, buffalo, and they're also having music by Olivia Skye on violin.
Breathe. You need some water?
Well, Grant stuff, we're excited about this. Grant does close to home for us, and you hear him hosting on the river, and his, especially from his trips to Medora,
yeah.
His pictures of those animals there, wow, very cool. So yeah, he's on display tonight, or he's being featured tonight at Frame Up. Very cool.
Speaking of being featured.
Yes. Well, we didn't even get to what's happening at Frosty.
Yeah. What are you doing?
We've got a great night. First of all, we have Bill Rutherford sponsoring the First Friday reception, so I'm going to go out and put together a nice food spread courtesy of Bill. And the music will be by Sam Miltich on solo jazz guitar. And then we have our artist in the McCrosty Gallery, Marion Lindgaard, who does paintings and sort of combines needlework with painting. It's a really interesting interesting result. They're really cool. She has some really huge paintings, but she also has some small ones, which ties in really well to our miniatures exhibit, which is a very popular annual show. And that we have over 40 artists with pieces that are under 12 inches. And our featured artist this year is Krista Madison, and we're very happy to have her.
And she's here.
And she's here.
Wow. I don't know if I'll be able to stay at the McCrosty with all that going on.
You'll have to duck out from time to time.
Yeah,
go get a cake pop, yes.
So, Krista, I know you very well, and Katie said that you were going to be the guest speaker and the featured artist, and she said she's doing collage. I go, what? You've never done collage, have you?
I have not, no. I actually worked really hard on drawings all winter and got them all prepared so I didn't have to rush last minute. Got them out for the show and looked at them and thought, I'm done with that. That was a phase. I'm done with that series. I don't want to show them. So I wanted to do something more. I think the miniature show is really fun, and I wanted it to be sort of spontaneous and just have a good time making something new. So, yeah, I challenged myself there.
Okay, so when you do collage, do you have just like a thought in your mind, they're all going to be about this, or do you...
Yeah, interesting question, because I deliberately did not do that, because sometimes I feel like I overthink my work. So what I did is I just started getting out images that I've collected over the years or, you know, things that I came across and started just playing with them and putting them together. But the interesting thing is themes emerge. Mm-hmm. And so I think whoever you are, whatever you're thinking about, that comes through in your art. No matter if you pre-plan it or if you don't, there it was again. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting for me.
Yeah. Did it feel better to not, if you thought you overthunk is not a word. I realize that, but it's fun to
good
say.
Good literary word.
Thanks. Yeah, that must have felt kind of freeing in a weird way.
Yeah, and you don't really see those themes until after you've done a few of them and think, oh, there it is again. I must really think about that a lot, or that is really a core value that I have.
What is that core value? We have to wait and see.
I don't know that it would be apparent to everyone, some of the things that I see all over the place, because I've shown close friends and they maybe don't see it the way that I created it. But nature is a big common theme. I actually purposely did go, I went to the library to their little free room, and I happened upon Volunteer magazines, which...
Oh, gosh,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. So I wanted the imagery to be really, you know, something I knew very well. And, you know, I had Smithsonian and other magazines, but I didn't know those places and those things that were there. So the Volunteer felt like, oh, this is my backyard. These images are great. So that combination of Minnesota nature images. And so the themes, you know, of respect for nature, the concern about children not getting enough of that in our current situation, you know.
I know which one she's talking about. So I want to ask you, you said you had a collection. You collected images over a period of time, kind of.
Well, you know that I came from a graphic design yes. background. So I think most graphic designers probably do hang on to printed pieces that there's something about it that you like.
So what are some of them? What catches your eye? That you might cut out. Like if you're in a dentist room and you get out a piece of scissors or you tear the magazine out.
Oh, so not really like that, but these would be more like when I travel, especially to foreign countries. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a napkin, maybe it's a menu. Maybe a lot of times I don't even understand the language that I'm looking at. It's actually, you don't see a lot of those. I had those out, but I didn't use those in these collages, but so it's oddball things that maybe old. A lot of the images in this show are from a small little a miniature book that was just a bizarre little story. And I think it was from the early 1900s.
Oh.
So line drawings. And I found in doing the collage that the paper was very fragile.
Oh.
So I had some challenges and actually had to ditch some of the images that I really liked because I ruined the first ones. So
tell us about collage because the edges are just crisp and clean because they lay flat. I mean, that's what appears to me.
Mm-hmm.
What is collage and what do you put over the top of it?
Well, you know, I don't know as far as what a normal collage artist would do. I really just did it the way that worked for me. Mm-hmm. And I was really concerned, I mean, getting into the production of it. I did talk to Ashley Kolka, who does collage, during the science march. I happened to have a conversation with her because I was worried about using glue and having the magazine paper wrinkle.
Yeah.
I hate wrinkles.
Yeah.
And she actually said that sometimes she actually goes with it and she thinks it's a nice look that adds to her collage. But I didn't feel that way about these. I didn't want that to happen. So I came up with a different method.
You don't have to share your secret.
Proprietary method.
Yeah. I don't want to get into trademark stuff and things like that.
Well, I think it worked.
It's great.
It will, over time, we'll
time
see
will
how things hold up.
But we don't get artists in a lot, so I want to go back to the drawings that you had and why you would prepare all year and then completely stop. Is it that you didn't like them or you were bored with them? Why would you change and go to a different medium for an exhibit that can put pressure on you because you got to get it done?
Mm-hmm. I think as artists, as visual artists, what we like, I mean, I'll speak for myself. What I like is the process. The process is exciting to me. So I think I was excited about the drawings when I was doing them, but then when I was done with them, I was just ready to put them aside and have that creative energy again and get excited about a new thing. Because the most exciting part is having the ideas and going through that process. So I wanted to feel that all again, close and fresh to the show.
So you're going to be a professional collage artist the rest of your life?
I doubt it.
That's Krista Madison. We're talking about the First Friday events in Grand Rapids. She's part of the McCrosty Art Center's May exhibit, the miniatures collection, right? And how many artists are in?
Well, Chelsea hadn't given me the final count. I know it's well over 40, I would say.
And what's the size limit?
Under 12 inches in any dimension. And if they are priced for sale, they're under $100.
Wow.
So it's great for budding art collectors.
Yeah. And all kinds of different...
Yes, lots.
Do you think having kind of a... having that to start with, that you have to stay in a certain size, does that produce something
I think for some people it does. You know, some it kind of varies. We don't... Not everything is, I would call it, say, a true miniature. There are some things that are true miniatures. There's a very teeny tiny basket and a tiny pair of boots. But a lot of times it's just a small painting or, you know, a bowl, which would probably be a miniature anyway. I mean, it would be under 12 inches anyway. But so it's kind of a variety of works, but and we don't get strict about that.
And I'm sure a lot of artists don't necessarily paint that small or do their thing.
Yeah, so for some people, it's an interesting challenge for sure. If they typically, you know, paint much larger or do, you know, larger works to I know the tiny basket is a woman who's a basket weaver, so she probably doesn't make tiny baskets very often. But it's,
Krista, do you feel that you it's the right size for collage, or could collage be bigger than that?
Well, see, this is a perfect show for me because all of my work is small.
Yeah.
I love working small. And I've had shows before and people have said, or a person said to me, you should do huge, you know, take this and just blow it up. And I thought, oh, God, no way. It just would never work. So it's natural for me to work that small.
That's great. If you need information on First Friday events in Grand Rapids, you can go to McCrostyArtsCenter.org or GrandRapidsArts.org. Coming up, we hear more about what's going on this weekend. We'll also hear about the economic impact of the arts on our communities.